here that I'm so excited to share with you that I had that clarity session with Earl Purdy. I got to just promote it. I'm telling you, it's fantastic. And one of his methods in there, I don't know if y'all have done it, but it's sort of like when the police separate suspects, they put them in different rooms so that way they can hear what story, what is true that goes across, you know, what story corroborates, then they know that's the truth. But he's got a couple of different sources he works in there and cross-references them and, you know, fleshes the truth out. And for me, it was extra special to have a man. I've never had a man who I respect, who I think you're one of the most intelligent people I've ever met, just say, go, you know, you're ready. It's always been something in the way for me.
So wow.
I'm just grateful for that.
Thank you. Well, that's nothing I'd like to hear more than what you just said to me. Because that's really what I want to be. I want to be helpful. Mm-hmm. Truly helpful.
Yeah, it was truly helpful.
Thank you.
He goes the extra mile in that session. I mean, there's no concern about it. It's just such a true servant.
I second that.
Yeah.
I too.
Right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I've been listening to it. Have you listened to it since on
your CD? No, he's bringing me my CD soon.
Because I got twice as much out of it listening to it.
Mm-hmm.
The second time
it.
And the third time.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's great, because I was wondering about the helpfulness of me doing that right before I came. And I asked the Holy Spirit to let me know if I should continue to do it.
Oh,
and I guess, and you can notice I didn't say anything. I just sat down, and then all of a sudden the answer to my question was right there.
There it was,
because I finally found out where the answers are located now. Because I used to get lost in looking for them in the future. And it's like, it's such a trip now to go, oh, okay, the answer to this is now. And so then I walked in, and unbeknownst to you, the three of you all clearly answered I should continue.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Don't ever stop.
So just like anyone else, I have doubts to come up about the value of what I'm doing. I'm not any different from anyone else.
I wonder if, because when you're that good, like you are, that people just assume that you know it.
I think so.
And don't have to tell you.
I think so. I think that sometimes people forget that I'm in the same order of learning they are. Mm-hmm. And so I have the same needs that anybody else in the room does. It's just that I've just been working with the tools to help me remember the truth about myself longer. But it doesn't mean I don't have an ego. It just means I don't listen to it as much as I used to. But it's there. And so sometimes I make myself believe that people expect me to be perfect and happy all the time.
If
I'm not, then somehow it means I'm not a good representative of what I'm talking about. As if you have to have perfected something that you're trying to learn, but you really stay excited about it because you're trying to learn it. People don't stay excited about learning stuff they already know. So I'm suspicious of anybody that's not excited about what they're teaching. Because that means they think they know it, and it's dead. It's not really alive knowledge anymore. And, you know, so I like to be around people who are like me, who can relate to what I'm going through, because they're going through the same thing. But I tell you, this is going to get so, we're going to have so much fun with this book. It's going to blow us away. On page 309, and we're going to start with a section called Practicing the Holy Instant. Okay? Practicing the healing instant. Thank you so much for what y'all shared. I'm telling you. Thank you. Because it's a lot more where that came from. Because the hardest session is the first one. It's after the first one that you can really start communicating at deeper levels. So, the hardest part is the beginning. That's what I like about everything. The hardest part is getting started. I used to think that it got harder as you went along. The hardest part of anything, according to the Course, is when you first start doing it. So if you can get past the beginning, achieving the goal is a cinch. You can get past the beginning, achieving the goal is a cinch. So can I challenge y'all with the Course deeper than I've ever challenged you before?
Please.
Would you be willing to not protect your egos and just let this come through me however it needs to come?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. This Course is not beyond immediate learning unless you believe that what God wills takes time. if you believe that what God wills takes time, it just means that you want to delay the recognition of God's will, which is your happiness. If you think anything takes time, it means you're trying to delay having it. The holy instant, or the healing instant, is this instant in every instant. So practicing the holy instant means practicing every instant. If you practice in the healing, if you're practicing the truth instant, you're practicing it every instant. The holy instant is every instant. The healing instant is this instant in every instant. Okay? The one you want it to be, it is. The one you would not have it be, isn't. This can be the moment of my healing, or this cannot be the moment of my healing. That's the only two choices in every instant. This is the instant I'm made happy. What is the instant I'm not? You got to clear about the instant. Then it says, you must decide when your healing instant is. So it's up to me to decide when I'm going to have my own healing instant. So when you heal in any situation in your life, you got the choice every instant, and it will happen the instant you decide that this will be the instant. Delay it not. Stop delaying. It can be this instant. Stop delaying. Beyond the past and the future. Now, the Course in Miracles definition of the past and future is where you will not find it. So if you want to know what the definition of the past is from a Course perspective, when you say it happens in the past, then you're talking about something that happened when you cannot find it. Because none of us can go back and find the past now. And when you talk about the future, he's saying that's when you will not find it. So whatever you, whenever you're looking for a healing, you won't find it in the future. Clear on that. Then it says, because beyond the past and the future, it stands in shimmering readiness for your acceptance. Sort of like a bride on her wedding night, you know, now dressed up for her husband for the first time. You know, she's in shimmering readiness for acceptance. But it's not in the past and it's not in the future. It can only be accepted now. You can only accept your prosperity now. You can only accept your right relationships now. You can only have a job you love now. You can only have it when? Now. And when is the whole instant? This instant and every instant. Okay. Are you the one to decide when it happens?
Yes.
So your thing is to stop delaying. My thing is to stop what? Delaying it. Now, what is one of the main ways the Course said we delay it? By saying it takes time. So every time you say something takes time, that's okay. But just remind yourself that when you, what you're doing is you're saying, you know what? I'm not quite ready to have this right now. That's all it means. I'm not quite ready to have this right now. So you say, well, it takes time to finish college. Well, I'm not willing to have the happiness that I think I'll have when I finish college right now. You could have the happiness that you would have when you finish college right now. So as soon as you say you gotta wait until you achieve something that takes time, all you're saying is, I want to delay my recognition of the will of God. I want to delay my recognition of the will of God. I want to delay my recognition of the will of love. Love wants me to be happy now. So every time I say it takes time, I'm disobeying love because love wants me to be happy now. Okay. Then it says, you cannot bring it into your glad awareness while you don't want it. You cannot be aware of what you don't want. You cannot be aware of what you do not want. You cannot be aware of what you do not want. You cannot be aware of what you do not want. If you do not want it, then you cannot experience the whole release from littleness. So in order to be released from littleness, I must want to be released from littleness. How do I know that I want to be released from littleness? Because I have my acceptance of the truth completely in my awareness, and I'm not delaying myself being happy anymore because I'm not looking for it in the future. So I'm letting God know that I want it now, and I can have it any instant, any instant. You can have the peace any instant. Okay, any questions about that paragraph?
Yes.
Okay.
What?
All right, you got 5 minutes.
Okay.
That's cool, but we have 5 minutes. I mean, when I say that, I mean, because that way we can count on discussion and we can count on material, which is great. Okay.
I'm trying to understand. You cannot be aware of what you do not want.
Right.
What you do want, what